Duluth City Councilor Jenny Van Sickle joins us on the phone this morning. There was a Facebook event created about last night's City Council meeting. It said democracy under attack at Superior City Council. And Jenny's joining us this morning to fill us in on some of the details. Hey, Jenny, good morning.
Good morning, Superior City Council.
Did I say Duluth? I thought I said Superior. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Superior City Council, so we're clear what we're talking about.
They don't want to own this. Trust me.
Jenny, before we continue, we just want to acknowledge you and Superior Mayor Jim Payne have been seeing each other for a while. Is that correct?
Yes. Thanks for bringing that up. And of course, I was honorably elected in my own right as well.
Absolutely. Just want to make sure that we've gone on the record and gotten that out of the way. Now, the proposal was some consultants came in, and the idea was to evaluate city government. I was a little surprised to discover that they were looking at cost savings and stuff with city government, but they said they didn't want to look at public works because they didn't understand winter. It seemed to me like that ought to be kind of significant, but okay, fine. The idea was let's look at cost savings and let's look at the way things go. And their proposal was cut the mayor down to part-time and hire a city administrator. And some folks feel that this is not a good idea for a variety of different reasons, but there is a contingent of people in Superior that feel as though this is an active effort to disenfranchise them in particular. Can you just talk about that a little bit and where that feeling is coming from?
Yes, absolutely. And RW Management's primary and only task was to evaluate efficiencies. So yes, people are feeling pretty burned by their government, pretty dismissed. And to remove the mayor from full-time wages despite doing a full-time job is an alarming prospect. And people don't want to add another layer of bureaucracy in an administrator. And they were pretty serious about that. And I was really proud of the citizens who showed up.
There is a sense, obviously, that since a city administrator, those people are usually hired or appointed. How do you get one?
In this case, it would be largely hired by the council. So that's a disturbing fact in and of itself. And they're nearly impossible to get rid of. We know they're often successful in suing their municipality, to say nothing of RW's massive severance that they suggested we would pay out. So at one point or another, we would be, if we ever were able to amass enough votes on this council to remove an administrator, it would likely have to be years of poor performance to finally move that many votes. And we would have to pay out a massive severance and then try to find another one, get everybody on board. It would be extraordinarily expensive and wasteful with zero accountability to the citizens of Superior.
I guess that was my next question. The people are feeling disenfranchised, but the idea of the reason that they're feeling that way, I'm gathering, is because a mayor is elected, the city council is elected, and yet if the mayor moves down, there's a sense that the city administrator is not accountable to the citizenry in the same way. Am I understanding that correctly?
Exactly. And, you know, the other argument is that, hey, well, the city councilors are elected. Yes, and in some districts, as low as 60 people can determine that. That's not the same as full representation and accountability across the city.
I have been at stations in the past, luckily not here, but I have been at stations in the past that have had consultants come in, and usually they say, we have to cut. I mean, that has, at least in broadcast, that's kind of the reason that they've come in, and then they've made a bunch of, you know, ideas, and people get fired, whatever, and this and that. I don't know what criteria other people and other businesses obviously use to hire consultants, but if you hire a consultant that is made up of city administrators, isn't it kind of a foregone conclusion that that's the kind of thing they're going to be in favor of?
Yeah, the consultants were career city administrators, so it was not super surprising that they thought we should also have an administrator. And RW made dozens, I think over 30 recommendations, and this one, magically, got pulled out for its own special consideration, pulled out of committee. It was moving through the appropriate process for these types of recommendations that we consider over and over and over. But this one got yanked out suddenly. So there's a lot of curious questions behind that. And the fact is, they made a lot of recommendations that were good. Of course, to update our software and our finance department, it's urgent to get our efficiencies on track. But that one's not taking the spotlight. Not quite as sexy, that issue.
Well, and of course, what is important internally to the workings of the city may or may not be as important to the citizenry at large in terms of news media trying to be responsible and let people know how their city government is working. Good computer software seems like, we hope, a given. Part-time mayor, kind of a different thing. So let's talk about the meeting last night, and let's talk about who was in favor of this and who wasn't. Now, on the face of it, it seems like there is a certain amount of data that supports that a city administrator is actually a more expensive option.
Absolutely. And it's also proven that municipalities with administrators pay higher taxes. Now, the residents of Superior know that Mayor Payne is the first mayor in over 30 years to finally lower taxes. So it would really be moving us in the wrong way. And we're talking about, these massive payouts. Mayor Payne takes home the lowest executive salary in the city of Superior right now, whereas an administrator, of course, would be much more expensive in the $120,000, $150,000 range, plus all of their benefits and things like that. So on its face, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
And yet the idea of having a referendum moved through at last night's meeting, is that right?
It did. It was not totally shocking. These votes are whipped in advance. They're predetermined outcomes, which is really heartbreaking when citizens come and they pour their hearts out and they're trying to move their elected officials who are sitting there like stone and they've made up their mind. It's already predetermined. I think, there's this narrative of we can't push the study under the rug. Now we don't take every single study into full-blown action referenda. In fact, they're very rare. In 2014, the DTA produced all kinds of transportation recommendations, yet we have not implemented a single one. And while the study was $45,000, I think the same urgency for this one specific recommendation would be as important if we had paid $10 for it. Dan Olson, of course, brought this forward. He's served in this government for over 10 years, and despite having zero experience in this new proposed government, he, for some reason, thinks it will be better. Now, of course, he will be retiring from his seat in April.
So he would not even be around to reap the potential benefits of this or be a part of the process.
Not at all.
So what are the advantages that city councilors what was the rationale that you were hearing at the meeting last night to go ahead and put this to the voters? Is the idea that you can kick the can down the road to the voters? Is that the idea?
It feels like an abdication of responsibility. We, of course, campaigned to vet bad ideas or, try to work with ideas or suggestions. In one really bizarre sighting that was supported by Brent Fennessy and Craig Sutherland, who are, of course, the council leadership, there was this long story about how the Palace Theater was raised and unilaterally by the mayor. And if maybe we had an administrator, that wouldn't have happened. I don't really know. But the facts are the facts. And the city council voted repeatedly to raise that building. So even some of the rationale that came forward in favor of it was either wildly false or just pretty inaccurate to the actual account of those events. So I have yet to understand a single benefit, except that the truth is it's just tearing our community apart. And they have asked us repeatedly get back to work, and these games prevail.
So the idea of a referendum, this would go before the voters in the fall then?
Yeah, all of a sudden there was an amendment to remove it from the April ballot to fall. There was no plan in place to educate the citizens. The city council themselves do not agree on what we passed. And, of course, it was almost a 50-50 split. So somehow we are going to expect the citizens to piece this together and make an informed choice. We have no plan of engaging the public and having them learn more. They're just what they have, though, found out finally and unequivocally who supports part-time mayor and who doesn't. And we have very important elections in April that I hope will be moved based on that information.
Well, is it a good thing from that standpoint then that if it has been moved to the fall, that public hearings could be held so that folks can get more information about the issue?
In theory, I think that is true. There is no plan from the city of Superior to do that right now. And I think that's part of what the citizens were saying. Like, please don't dedicate your time to this. We don't want it. We don't want it on referendum. Get back to real work, you know, get back to the work, get back to the roads, get back to the sidewalks, get back to the potholes. We don't want you spending any time or energy on this. And that voice was completely dismissed by their representatives.
Well, we will be able to continue to follow this and keep an eye on the situation as it moves through city government in Superior. Jenny, thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us about it this morning. Jenny Van Sickle is a member of the Superior City Council, and she joined us this morning as our guest on KUMD.